thank you for coming this morning. And first of all, if I make any mistakes, excuse my English, like eventually it's going to come out better. Let's open our Bibles and read on the Gospel of John. John chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse 6. John chapter 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's read it again. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As I was reading this verse and I got into the shower, and eventually a famous song came into my mind. Like, it's a worldly song. It's sung by Frank Sinatra. And basically it says, I did it my way. And we as humans, I believe we think to do things our way or our own way. Basically what the song says is that he feels that the end is coming, but he's glad that he did things his way. And I think this is our nature, isn't it? Like, we are more comfortable when we do things our way. Like, for example, most of us, like, we had our mom that she gave us the clothes on, let's say, Sunday or for a special occasion, and we were like, Mom, I don't like this shirt. Like, give me that one. And she's like, no, already iron that, you put it. But we feel like we feel more comfortable when we do things our way. And that's our nature. It's like, I don't want you to tell me what to do, or I don't want you to come in with your Bible and tell me that I am a sinner, because I'm going to live the life like the way I am, the way I want. Like, I believe this is right, I believe this is wrong, so I'm going to do it because it's my lifestyle. So let's say you could come to a guy who likes sports, and let's say you like math, or you're like science. You're like, hey man, let's read this book about algebra or something. He's going to be like, no, like, I don't want that. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I have my own personality, I have my own likes, and I don't want you to come with your thing and tell me what to do. Same with the Bible. Like, I have my own beliefs, I have my own idea of God, I have my own, like, what I want to do is what I have in my mind, let's say. Let's put it that way. Like, this guy at work, I asked him if he was Catholic, and he said, well, yeah, I am Catholic, but I'm not that Catholic. Like, I believe in God, and it's just God and I. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't go to church very often, because it's just humans, and I don't believe in church. He's no better than I am. He was talking about the Pope. So he's like, I don't know. I am Catholic, but I'm not that Catholic. Like, I have my own idea of God, and it's just God and I. And I ask him, oh, are you going to hell or are you going to heaven? He said, I don't know. Like, I have to be good. I have to be good. And he asked me, are you going to heaven? And I said, yes. And he asked me, are you good? Are you a good person? And I told him, no, I'm not. But the Lord Jesus Christ paid for my sins already on the cross, and I am forgiven thanks to his sacrifice. So my point is that sometimes we want to do things our way. Like, if God says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, by the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to come and put out works at woodworks, like on this side. Or we want to put sacrifices on this side. We want to go to church. We want to go, I don't know, somewhere else, the way you feel more comfortable. And that's how you want to please God. But God said, I am the way, the only way. So there's no other way but the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it's basically like, at some point, it's ridiculous to think that you have your own way, and there's the Lord Jesus Christ on the other side. Like, do you think there are two ways? It's basically like comparing what you do for God and what God has done to you, for you. So what do you think is the way to go to heaven? Is there anything that you can do on your own better than the sacrifice that God made for you? Like, you have these two, let's say, two ways. The Lord Jesus Christ, your good works. It would be pointless for God to send His Son to this earth to take your flesh and live in a world full of sin. It would be pointless for Him to die on the cross if there would be another way. He would have just told you, do good works, go to church, make sacrifices. But He instead sent His Son to that cross of Calvary because there wasn't other way. There is no other way but by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So it's not going to be your way or my way. It's going to be God's way. And if you think that you're living your life your way, like the song that I told you about says, I did it my way. I'm glad I did it my way. It's totally contrary to the Word of God. You see, the Word of God says, I am the way. Lord Jesus Christ is the way. And there is no other way but Him. But He also said, I am the truth. And tell me, we are sinners. And with sin comes imperfection. And with imperfection comes insecurity. So how do you know what you are believing is something true? It's the right thing to believe. When I was a child, I used to love dinosaurs. Like, dinosaurs would be like the best thing on earth. Like, I had toys, I had movies, I had magazines, shirts, remote figures. And Alma can tell you, like, every time she would go to my house or I would go to her house, I would show, oh, this is Triceratops, let's say. And it lived on the, I don't know, 10 million years ago. And then it evolved to be another complete dinosaur. So my point is, it wasn't the fact that I loved dinosaurs what was wrong. It was the fact that I read on these books, I read on these magazines, like I watched the movies, and I believe what they say. Like, if it's in the book, it must be right. It must be true. And I remember, like, I tried to memorize, like, the names, the date, you know, everything about it. Because I used to think, oh, if the scientists said that it's true, it must be true, right? Because it's written in a book, right? Now that I've grown up, like, I remember, like, I figured it out that most of it is lies and imagination. But my point is, what are you relying on? Are you relying on those books, on scientists, on a religion, on a man's advice? Do you think that they are right, that you are right? How do you know something is true? Well, I'm glad that we have the truth right here. The only truth. The only thing that you can rely 100% and be 100% sure that what He says is right, it's true. The Lord said, I am the truth. He Himself is the truth. And if He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by Him, no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. So there is only one way, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one truth. But He also said, I am the life. And if He is life, He can give you eternal life. He can give you eternal life. In John 3:16, it says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You should not perish if you just believe in Him. Why? Because He already paid for your sins. He said, it is finished. So everything is done already. You just have to believe in Him. But there is a difference in believing that there is a God and believing in God. Because when you believe there is a God, you just assume that He exists. Like this guy that I was telling you about, like, yeah, I believe in God, and it's just God and I, and I take Him with me everything, everywhere I go. It's like having your own idea of God, trying to make Him as you are. Trying to be comfortable the way you are with God. It's like you're trying to make God your way. Yeah, I go to church, but I also go this way or that way. I do these things, my things, my pleasures, but I can still be good with God because He's just God and I. You see, you're trying to do things your way. It's like basically telling God what to do or how to do things. And He has His own way, His own plan, and that is Lord Jesus Christ. And there is only one way, one truth, and one life. And it's going to be the way God wants it to be. He can give you eternal life just by believing in Him. If you say, like, yes, I believe in God, but I want to do more things, or I want to do things for God in order to gain the heaven, it's like, let's put it this way, like, you have the way to heaven, and the Lord Jesus Christ is half of it, let's say. And you want to complete that. You want to put your own personal thing on that way to heaven. You want to complete the way to heaven. You want to do things, you want to do things to go to heaven by your own. But the Lord says, I am the way. He didn't say I'm half of a way or part of a way. He said, I am the way completely, entirely. So you just come to Him, repent for your sins, and just trust Him as your personal Savior. Because He can give you eternal life, because He is the life. Just by believing in Him. Again, why? Because according to Romans, the wages of sin is death. So someone would have to die. Either you and I in eternal death in heaven, in hell, sorry. Or someone else, not something, someone else who was innocent, who was free from sin, would have to die for you and I. Would have to pay for our sins. And that's why God sent His Son on the cross. So He could pay for your and my sins. There wasn't any other way. We sang, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you trusted Jesus as your personal Savior? Do you think you have your own way? There's no other way but trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe in Him, the Bible says you have eternal life. Now, you don't have to believe me or believe anyone in here. Believe a religion. Because we all are humans. And we all sin. We all are insecure. I can fail. You can fail. There's someone who cannot fail. There's someone who died on the cross and paid for your sins. So you just have to trust Him. Everything is done already. You just have to believe in the Lord and trust Him as your personal Savior. The Word of God says that you must have everlasting life if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So everything is done. Why wait? Because if death comes and surprises you, you are going to hell if you don't have the Lord as your personal Savior. So why wait? Just trust Him. Repent from your sins. And trust Him. He already paid for your sins so you could go to heaven.